Coming up in about 10 minutes, Liam Alexander with Movie of the Week, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Running Man. But, boys, today I've written about how after all this time, the game cannot rid itself of the muck which takes place in the play of the ball to in an attempt to slow down the attack. A few years ago, I'm standing there, a decade ago, and I'm standing watching Schoolboy Rugby Union, Narrabeen Fields of Excellence or something, Narrabeen Sports Centre. So I'm standing there watching a game. And
you must have been hating yourself that day.
Well, I will say this. The schoolboy rugby is quite entertaining. They shift the ball around. However, the field that was pouring raining, it was a bog, and it's an 80-minute ruck and maul. And I'm standing there with these rugby union diehards, and the referee's got his nose in every ruck, whistle poised, trying to blow a penalty. And I said, mate, I wish the referee get out of the way so the game can get started. And one of the old rugby diehards said, matey, and he didn't mean it disrespectfully, he said, but what you loogies don't understand is in rugby union, all the important stuff, the most vital stuff happens at the bottom of the ruck and maul. He said, it's the stuff you don't see. Whereas all the important stuff in rugby league is clear in the open and easy to see on the eye. Well, I would say that now, well, they call it in rugby union the dark arts. I would say now we're starting to get down to that road.
Starting.
The importance, well, it actually...
Been there for 15 years.
But I reckon, Joey, I'd say it's getting actually worse, in my opinion. It's just, let's talk about, and the faster the pace of the game, the higher the stakes in the play of the ball. Let's talk about a couple of them. Firstly, the cannonball tackle, right? I cannot believe, and a few years back, I'll just say this about a coach. There's a coach here, I'm not going to name him, right, who said to his players that when you're third man in, aim at the knees and I want to hear them screaming from my place in the grandstand. Mm. And fair play, the captain of the side went up and grabbed him and said, mate, pull your head in, and said to the players, we don't do it. I cannot believe we see it most weeks, a player just spearing into the back of the legs. I cannot believe, Dave, that a player would do it to a fellow professional.
Mm. Matty, I appreciate where you're coming from, but what I can't understand is the game's position in policing it, in stamping it out.
Yep.
Like, how is that appealing for anyone coming through the grades?
Yeah.
The junior development, the numbers of junior rugby league players are in decline.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to go too far on, what about the children? But, what's the game selling itself on? Like, when there's a weekly back page of another hip drop, another cannonball, right, another broken leg, snapped ACL from a tackle. The snapped ACL used to be when they were just running the ball back, a player would lose his knee.
Mate, what that hip drop. I mean, we've seen two this year. Hayes Dunster got it done on him, which was, I mean, that hip drop, it can finish your career. Mm. With Hayes Dunster, we're waiting to see him come back and touch wood. He'll return better than ever, but there's never any guarantee. And the other one the other day, Patrick Carrigan, it breaks Jackson Hastings' leg. For him to be found guilty and only get four weeks, he should buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I'm talking about, guys. Like, it's all well and good to say the coaches are implementing this and this is what they're training and we see this weekly. But the game has a responsibility, don't you think?
No doubt.
To stand.
When the wrestling started back in the late 2000s, it should have been stopped then.
Mm.
So then what you had is... you had a totally different style of footy having to be played with all the deep, boring block players out the back to try to get space because the wrestling slowed the ruck down so much. And then the knock-on effect in that, at Clubland, they do two or three wrestling sessions a week.
Mm.
So out of those two and three sessions, they're not doing the skill work. So you watch on the weekend, how many times do you see a three-on-two or a two-on-one and they stuff it up and the pass doesn't hit the mark?
Mm.
It's because they're putting all this energy into this ridiculous wrestling.
Mm. Mm.
It's a joke.
So how do they get rid of it, Joey? You've got some ideas.
I've got some theory. We've got to go back to two referees where the pocket referee manages the ruck. They haven't got a penalty. So the main referee controls the whistle. He controls foul play, marker play, 10 metres. Where the referee in the pocket, we have two on either 20 metre mark. So when they kick downfield and the other opposition gets the team, that referee, pocket referee, comes in, he manages the ruck. So if there's two players in the tackle and the attacker has no momentum, there should not be a third man allowed in to dive at the leg. Now, if Junior Paulo winds up, Do your best. Three, four, five men in the impact. But once his momentum has stopped, there's two players up top holding him or catching him, what they do. And then the third man comes in and then they gradually put him down to make it a 6-7 play. So what happens if that momentum stops? Two men in the tackle and third man can't go on. One of them have to go from up top down below to grab his legs, which then has one man up on top. He gets an offload. More ad-lib footy, quicker play the balls. That third man in has to stop. And it's not until, God forbid, Nathan Cleary, Munster, Tedesco, one of these superstars does a knee where we'll stop it. The Liam Knight one about a month ago was absolutely horrific.
Shocking. Mm.
And I heard Brayton Astor say he got sent a video of some young guy, under 15, has got his knee destroyed.
I remember going to a junior training session watching, and it was like one of the NRL sides, Harold Matthews, and the coaches were teaching cannonball tackles there, third man in. And this kid's getting injured at training. You're just going, you've got to be kidding me. And by the way, Joey, that's the most sense I've ever heard you talk. Thank you for taking medication this morning.
Medicinal. Medicinal.
Just on Joey's point, it also has a flow-on effect with the development of referees in the game.
But you can use the pocket referee as young referees.
That's right.
Yeah, they can understand the pressure, how to manage the game. And they just sit there behind, and they are literally managing the ruck.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you the other person, or the other organisation it's up to, not just the NRL. In my opinion, it's up the RLPA as well. If I was there, I'd be turning up at every club and just saying, I'm letting you know now, right, is that any player who does a hip drop tackle or, you know, is found guilty of a hip drop tackle, found guilty of a cannonball tackle, you're out of the union. Mm. It's an easy way of trying. In my opinion, it's time for some of the senior players to take some leadership if they don't like it and go forward. It'll come forward and be able to say to the NRL, for them to police it and stop doing some of these stuff that they're obviously being coached to do at training.
How do you explain to rugby league fans sitting there on a Friday night watching the game and they see Dale Finucane charge out of the line, head clash, all right?
Yep.
Accidental, suspended for 2 weeks. Mm. Patrick Carrigan's hip drop is considered only 2 weeks worse, and he has put Jackson Hastings out for the rest of the year with a broken leg.
Nelson Asofa Solomona deliberately elbows, allegedly, we can't tell, but Wade Egan comes up with cracked teeth. With nearly a broken jaw.
And just the explanation of it is just was so confusing.
Yeah, ridiculous. It's when you go to the shops, Matty, to buy a punnet of strawberries, you hope that you go home and eat a punnet of strawberries, right? When you watch rugby league these days, you think you're going to watch a game and no outcomes of tackles. Well, guess what? You're not getting your strawberries.
No, that's right. I like peaches anyway, Dave. But anyway, nonetheless,
I went to buy some strawberries the other day. They're $8 a pint.
Oh, you can afford
incredible.
Them.
Incredible. Oh, no. I know. That's right. I got a patch out the back. You grow marijuana. I do strawberries.
Medicinal
stuff. I know. You're buzzing this morning. That's all. Now, Benny.
Yes.
on a Monday, I sit with Vossie and Brandy and Cameron, and we do an hour on Monday morning with the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to this Monday
because
Brandy the old flog and Cameron the old baldy have been at each other all week.
There's a storm brewing for this Monday because Brandy said, was asked about the Carrigan tackle on Monday. He made some comments about the Melbourne Storm being where all these tackles originated from. So yesterday, Cam Smith fired back saying, I don't think I've ever seen Brandy at a Storm training, so basically get nicked. But Brandy fired back, he didn't fire back. He did it very Brandy-like. Brandy made his response this morning.
Yeah, Vossie, I will do it as respectfully as Cameron did yesterday, because he is a colleague and I do enjoy chatting on Monday mornings. I love it with Cameron and Matty Johns, but I didn't think it was any type of revelation, when I made those comments about, the hip drop emanating out of the Melbourne Storm. I was actually surprised that Cameron and Denham were surprised that someone would actually think that the hip drop tackle started out of Melbourne. Now, I just thought it was general consensus that over the last 20 years, all the tackles, the wrestle techniques have come from Melbourne. Now, these tackles over the last 20 years, all the different types of techniques, they appear in the game and it takes the game a little while to catch up to them. Two of the first three charges in 2020 for hip drop tackles were Melbourne Storm players, Jesse Bromwich and Max King. I distinctly remember the Max King incident because I was calling the game, and I was calling the game with you, Andrew. I think history shows, and it's not a stretch for me to jump to a Melbourne Storm conclusion, that for 20 years, the grapple, the chicken wing, the rolling pins, the crusher, the hip drop, I think they all emanated out of Melbourne. Melbourne have led the way. They changed the game back in 2002, 2003, where the wrestle became part of the game. And all those variations of slowing the play, the ball down, I think they all emanated out of Melbourne. They were ahead of the game.
Geez, I'm looking forward to Monday morning.
Yeah.
I'm so just going to sit between them.
Well, he's got a point. Everyone knows he's got a point. And he's got evidence to back it up. The first two hip drops were from the Melbourne Storm.
Interesting the other night. Well, not interesting. Sad the other night. We had Millie Boyle on the show and Adam Elliott. And Fletch said to Millie Boyle, you know what I love about the women's game? I love your defence, how you drop and hit and do it properly. And he said, please don't get into the wrestling. She goes, oh, they're teaching us how to wrestle now. And you're going, man. You know, what a shame, Dave. Are we ever going to get it out of the game?
Well, when the NRL decides to, Matty, that has to come back to the powers that be. Peter Volandis, we've seen the decisions that he makes over his tenure, and he speaks about the fans a lot, right? Like he constantly bases a lot of his decisions on what rugby league and how it needs to be sold to the fans. And I just keep coming back to this point of how is this a great advertisement for the game? How are we selling the game by repeatedly coming down soft on tackles that really are, they're intent to harm, aren't they?
They can finish careers.
Yeah.
So who was the judiciary guy back in the bad old days that suspended Les? But was it Jim Comans?
Jim Comans. That's Gentleman right. Jim Comans.
Well, how did he do it? Long suspension. Well, he did. Clean the game up.
I think Bobby Cooper was the first one. Bobby did an elbow and he'd done for 16 weeks.
Mm. Okay. You do a hip drop, 12 weeks on the sideline minimum. And that's start with.
That's the point, Joey. There's too much focus on what the injury is from the NRL's point of view, but it should be just a blanket.
Well,
suspension.
Here's one for you.
Not worry about the injury. Stephen Crichton split his ear, so that made it look worse for Dale Finucane.
Victor Radley last night with Jake Turbin collided heads because Jake Turbin had poor tackle technique. Mm-hmm. Does Jake Turbin get his... Last week, Lindsay Collins came in and collided heads with the player, and look, poor Lindsay got knocked out cold. Does Lindsay get charged? No. Mm. There's no consistency there.
Well, this is the thing, is that Pat Carrigan, in my opinion, was either found guilty or not. Mm. And if he was found guilty, given the fact that, you know, and I know we're saying, you know, don't take injuries in consideration, but given the fact that finished Jackson Hastings' season and broke his leg, it's hard to believe it was just
what
a month.
What about the Will Kennedy one? What happened there?
Yeah, Sydney's junior Totola.
Yeah. Did he get suspended for that?
No. He was sent a warning by the NRL. Basically, that's it. No charge. It's not sufficient enough. And I firmly believe, and this is why I talk about the injuries, if Will Kenny had stayed down and the play had stopped and the bunker was able to have a look at that over and over again, no doubt in the world.
Well, they would have seen it on Monday, wouldn't they? They would have looked at it over and over again Monday.
Well, that's the argument why players should. People go, oh, a player's staying down. But, if I'm getting jammed third man in the knees, mate, I want to stay down because I want the bloke suspended and
the farcical thing with the Patrick Carrigan thing is his defence argued for two matches. Mm. His defence walked into that judiciary and said he deserves two matches, right? The NRL wanted 4 to 5. How does that – like, are we going to get rid of this tackle or not?
I thought when he went in, Pat Carrigan, I said to someone, this might be season over. I thought if he's guilty, you'll probably get 8 games.
Yeah.
Put a line in the sand. Mm. First one – First one to do it now, 12 weeks minimum.
We're going to do Movie of the Week next with Liam Alexander. I know he's got a bit to say on Cameron Smith as well. Stay with us.